Okay, folks, so today I'm talking to Trevor Zink, who is the developer of Zink Audio and this cable here in particular, which I picked up at the guitar show recently. And I'm going to ask Trevor all about this, what it is, why he made it, do we need it, and why should we buy it from Zink Audio, I guess. So, Trev, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit? Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you came to make this.
For the last 7 or 8 years, I've been designing microphones professionally. Mm-hmm. And one of the microphones I designed used a really, really simple preamp circuit. And while I was doing that, I thought I could get this to fit into an XLR socket, XLR mm-hmm. plug rather, to make a preamp for microphones, kind of like the FET head, the cloud lifter, mm-hmm. all these little boxes that you get to amplify microphones. Things with a lower output, like possibly that SM7B.
SM7B just here. It's got a little thing in the end there doing exactly that, yeah?
Yeah. So I built that. And one of the benefits it's got over the cloud lifter, the FET head, is that when there's no phantom power, it just works like a standard microphone cable.
Okay.
And then if you hit the phantom power button, then you get 30 dB of instant gain. Okay. And then I sort of went on to thinking, well, hang on, I could do this for guitar as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where ProFlex DI came from. It was kind of a natural progression from a microphone preamp to a guitar preamp. And everyone that I showed it to was really, really excited, far more than they were about the microphone version, right. Which is why we brought the DI cable out first. Because it's, you know, while there are things like the FET head, the cloud lifter, the SE do one as well, I can't remember what theirs is called, this is completely unique. Mm. And it works really, really well because it balances and amplifies the signal right from the body of the guitar. Mm. So when you're using a DI box, you're sending a high impedance signal down however much cable you've got into your DI box, and or the instrument input on an audio interface or a mixing console. So you're likely to get extra noise coming in from cable microphonics, electromagnetic radiation, etc., etc. But ProFlex doesn't suffer from any of those pitfalls. And because the preamp circuit is inside the jack plug,
yeah,
you can extend ProFlex infinitely with standard XLR mic cables.
Okay.
So if you were playing a gig and you wanted, say, 20 meters of cable on your guitar, then you could do that and it would be super quiet and sound amazing, which it does. And then so, you know, sometimes I get carried away with the fact that it's really, really convenient.
I wanted to ask you about the jack plug, because this is, you know, in general terms, obviously it's a what I'd call a slightly oversized jack plug, clearly to accept all the gear that's in it.
Exactly that.
Is that a standard jack plug anyway? Or is that
made and it's the biggest one that I could get that would fit into a Fender Strat, because obviously they've got those bizarre cable outlets.
And that I did try this in a few guitars, and I think that possibly I might have had one where I did struggle to get that in. So I'm not, you know, that's something that people would probably have to consider a little. But, you know, it is what it is, and I'm sure it's for the majority of things it's fine. So what's your background, Trev, to all of this?
Well, as I said, I was designing microphones for many years. Prior to that, I was restoring classic cars, and then prior to that, I was in the music industry doing studio installs and equipment repair. I got quite into designing hi-fi, and I did that on a word-of-mouth basis. So I used to live on an island just off the coast of Scotland called Ling, which is one of the slate islands. Okay. And I used to make hi-fi gear out of slate speakers. Right. Especially.
Okay. Pretty niche, I'd say.
Yeah.
And so, what sort of studio kit did you work in the past, and what sort of gear was you doing for who? Were these private studios or commercial studios?
private studios, commercial studios, although commercial studios are a dying breed. And quite a bit of my work with professional studios was taking them to bits and selling the parts.
Not my proudest
moment, but, you know, man's got to eat.
And so where are you going next with this? How's it going generally? And what's the reception been like? I know at the guitar show there's a lot of people there, a lot of people looking, talking, but it's a very busy place and, you know, you don't always get time to really get into the detail. So how is it going as regards the, you know, the how's this been received generally and what you do next?
It's been received really, really well. We've got a few out on loan to some shops to for them to appraise. I mean, it's possibly because I'm an engineer and not a salesman, I haven't been doing the Barrow Boy here by bees for so much money. I'm more like, try this, see if you like it. If you do, then
we'll do it. You can we'll do a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the situation? I presume at the moment you're making these kind of, I'm going to say in your shed or something like that. All of these being made for you somewhere?
They're being made for us.
Okay.
By a manufacturer of microphones and valve guitar amps.
Okay.
So, you know, people with
knowledge,
serious knowledge and experience.
Okay. So if somebody said, you know, somebody just turned around, it took off and they said, well, I want 10,000 of these, that's, you know, something you could achieve.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
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 And that'd be a nice little income, wouldn't it?
It would be lovely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I say, I'm going to try this myself. The technicalities of it, for me, a DI box is a DI box. I shall compare it to my radial J48 here. So what can I expect there? Because obviously the radial is a bit of a different animal because it's got lots of little push buttons and bits and pieces all over it. And for me, it just does a job. I plug it in and it comes out the other end and it does what I expect it to do. What would be a problem that I would encounter that this would overcome? Let's just tell us that.
Well, convenience and sound quality. So you will find when you compare that with the J48 that it's very much a matter of personal preference, rather than one's better or worse than the other. And then you take into account that the J48 costs five times as much as ProFlex. And
well, that's right. I mean, for my situation and a lot of people's situations, you know, we're sitting here with a relatively inexpensive interface, probably a DAW, some instruments and some bits and pieces, and they are generally recording one instrument at a time, you know, all that sort of thing. So one cable that does the DI for everything they want to use is going to be more than adequate, you know. And if it solves their problem and the quality's there, I think it's got to be a win-win for everyone, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, this was how I demonstrated it at the guitar show, because I was thinking about it. I think I've got to make some way that people can listen to this. And I was thinking, oh, I'll get on the phone to KMR and I'll hire a $3,000 mic amp.
Because,
you know, normal people just don't have $3,000 mic amps.
That's right.
So I bought a Presonus Studio 24.
Yes.
Which was £100. And I bought a pair of AKG K92 headphones, which were £40.
Yeah.
And as an aside, they're an amazing set of headphones for £40.
And so
what I did, I rigged up a little foot switch. So you could play through ProFlex, hit the foot switch, and then you'd be playing through the Presonus instrument input.
Okay.
And I put all this switching equipment at the guitar end. So it just, they had a little box that stuck out the back of the guitar with two cables going into, with a relay, and the pedal activated the relay.
So
people could hear the difference in sound between a £100 interface and a £100 interface with a ProFlex.
Sure. Okay. I might try and demonstrate that in the in my video. Actually, I'll try and match the J48 against it and just see if we can just to compare the sound, really. You know, what I'm hearing might not come over so well in the video. I'm not sure, but I'll give it a go.
So, yeah.
Okay, and so, like we said at the beginning, I looked on the website. So you've got a couple of other bits coming out. So what are you planning on doing next, and how far do you think you will take the whole thing?
Right. Well, I've got the Mic ProFlex LiveWire, the mic preamp, mm-hmm. Which we've talked about. And I'm also doing a couple of little boxes to go with it. So I'm doing a little box unimaginatively called Nexus, okay. which runs off a 9-volt pedal supply, mm-hmm. either positive center or negative center, doesn't matter. Mm. And that will allow you to use ProFlex into a pedal board. I'm building a slightly bigger version of that called Nexus Plus. You see, we don't have a marketing department.
No.
That will allow you to have two separate outputs with an effects loop and a wet dry mix control.
Right. Okay.
And again, running off a standard pedal supply.
And are these things that you just want to build, or do you think there's a, you know, is there a gap in the market, do you think, for those sort of things? Because, I mean, there's a gap in the market for this, isn't there, without a fail? A
bit of both, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I am, I'm kind of driven by the ideas that I have.
Yeah.
And there's, they just keep coming and coming. So I had a brilliant idea yesterday for a new kind of distortion pedal, which I won't say too much about because it was a surprise.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Well, look, Trev, I'm glad we spoke about it. I'm interested to see what it's all about, and I'm sure lots of other people will be as well. And I will get back to you with any feedback that I have, and then if we can ship it around for you and get some traction, that'd be great. And
yes, it would indeed.
Get it off the ground, see what people think about it.
Brilliant.
Okay. So we'll look forward to whatever's coming out next. When is the next product going to be coming to market?
Ooh, May, probably mid-May for the mic cable.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
cool. Possibly the same time for Nexus. Nexus Plus is going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah. Okay.
I should think they'll all be ready by sort of September-ish.
Okay, yeah.
Hopefully the distortion pedal as well.
Okay, yeah, the secret distortion pedal. Mm. Okay, great. Trev, cool talking to you. I'm liking what you're doing. I like innovative people and people that, you know, bring things to the front and have a go at doing something, because it's a tough old market.
And,
especially this audio market, you know, and I'm interested to see how it works, and I wish you all the best with your thing. We'll stay in touch.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
No worries. Excellent. Thanks for joining us, Trev.
Okay. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.